Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
I'm Jim Osborne, and this morning we're talking about the Dana Christian School. If you're not familiar with it, hopefully you will be here shortly. We're talking with Stacy Ingram today, who's the school's scholarship coordinator. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning. And let's start out with telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a stay-at-home mom and a farm wife. So, as you can imagine, this is a busy time of year for...
I imagine so, yeah.
Yes, and I'm also a member of Dana Baptist Church in Dana, Indiana, and that's where this all began.
Well, so what is the scholarship coordinator? Tell us what that position is.
Well, I coordinate financial assistance for families that are interested in having their children attend our school.
Okay, so... tell us a little bit of background about the school. I know it's only a couple of years old.
Yes. We just completed our first full school year, but this started as some really prayerful thought at Dana Baptist Church in March of 2016. That's when we started talking about this. And we all felt that there was a need for a Christian school in the area. For families in this area, you don't have a lot of choices. You have four Christian school. Mm-hmm. You can go to Danville, Illinois, or you can go to Covington, Indiana, and there are some options in Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing in the middle, and that's kind of where we fit in. We kind of break up that travel distance so families don't have to go so far. We started meeting in the summer of 2017 to kind of put our thoughts down and see what we could do. And we also continued praying, of course, because this was a really big, challenging project that we knew we were going to be taking on. And then in the fall of 2017, the First Farmers Bank and Trust went up for sale in Dana, Indiana. And it wasn't the first property we looked at, but it was ideal for our school. And it was nearly turnkey. I say nearly turnkey because we had to bust out some walls because office spaces are obviously much smaller than classrooms. So we did.
Did you leave the vault? I'm just curious.
We actually sold the vault, and that's a really funny story.
If it's one that you can tell on the radio, I guess that you could share it if you like.
Sure. There's a law firm in Chicago, Illinois, that is rumored to be connected.
Right.
and they purchased the vault from us and actually cut a new door in the north side of the building because the vault door. Weighs so much that if they had taken it across any other part of the building, it would have fallen through the floor.
Oh, wow.
And my husband met with some of their employees that showed up to do some measuring, and they were speaking Russian and wearing leather trench coats and top hats with feathers sticking out of it. They're
wow.
just a different culture. So
sure.
It's quite something to see in
and
little
they paid
Dana.
Cash money, I'm sure.
They may have. I don't know. No, they didn't.
I'm just kidding. So you prayed and you got a building. It sounds
we
like
did.
It was almost ideal. That's
we
great.
Did.
So prayers answered, I guess, in that
yes,
case.
Yes, absolutely.
And how did the first year go? We'll skip ahead a little bit, but how did the first year go?
Sure. Well, just to back up a little bit,
sure.
We had to hire an administrator for our school because those of us that wanted to see the school happen, none of us were qualified to run a school.
Right.
So we hired Harold House,
sure.
And he worked for us until June of 2018. And during his time at the school, he got us accredited. He knows a lot of important people and was able to make that happen for us. And that was so important to our school.
Yeah.
And after Harold left, we hired Mr. Ray Wilsey. And he's a retired principal from Attica,
okay.
Indiana.
Okay.
And he stayed with us through the whole first school year and will continue on next year. That's our administrators. I guess I fit into the administrator role as well.
Sure.
Mr. Wilsey and I share a lot of the duties of coordinating the school reports with the Department of Education, And we joke back and forth about which one of us is the superintendent of the school. Neither one of us really wants the title, but, you know, somebody has to do it. So it's me this year. In addition to that, I do scholarship coordinator duties, which we spoke about.
So the first year, did you have a good turnout as far as
we had 14 students. And I keep telling myself that starting small is beneficial for us because we have a lot to learn. There was so much growth in that first year, just in the knowledge that we acquired through trainings and experience. And having 14 students and trying to, you know, steer that ship where it needed to go is a lot easier than to have 60. You know, we'd love to be at 60.
Sure.
But we are willing to let him do it in his own time.
Absolutely. So obviously you're looking to grow for this second year, you know, even though this year just ended, it seems like, I guess it's time to start thinking about enrollment and seeing those numbers actually grow.
Yes, absolutely. And we have two set up enrollment locations, dates, and times. One is in Rockville at the Fairgrounds Extension Office on June 15th. That's a Saturday. Okay. And it will be from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And the second is in Clinton, Indiana at Victory Baptist Church on July 11th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And if neither of those dates work for you and you're still interested, I am happy to meet with any family by appointment. You can contact the school at 765-665-5050. We also have summer office hours. Our summer office hours are Tuesday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And we have a answering machine, so you can leave a message if you want to call outside of those times.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the other staff. I assume that you had to hire some educators.
We sure did, and we are currently hiring. Okay. We have, of course, we have a secretary. Her name is Dawn Roman, and she lives in Chrisman, Illinois. And she came to us after leaving St. Mary's in Paris, Illinois. And then we have our preschool teacher, Dawn Kingery. She is located in Clinton. And our kindergarten and first grade teacher is Sally Puckett. Her husband, John, is the pastor at State Line Christian Church. And we are currently looking for a second, third, fourth grade teacher. A lot of our classes are combined because we have a small class size. So we're kind of being flexible right now about whether we're going to hire a second and third grade teacher and a fourth and fifth grade teacher, or whether we're going to try to put 2 through 4 together and 5 through 7 together. Mm-hmm. We're not quite sure how we're going to do that. We'll have to address that as the students arrive or get enrolled. Mm-hmm. So we have a gap in the middle we're trying to fill. And we have a our new seventh grade teacher who will also be teaching 6th and 7th or 5th, 6th, and 7th, depending. Sure. His name is Kelly Rollins, and he lives in Rockville.
And well, tell us a little bit about what scholarships you have available for families.
Okay. Because we are accredited with the Indiana Department of Education, our school is eligible for the Choice Scholarship. And some people may have heard it referred to as the voucher system.
Sure.
That is for qualifying families. And when I say qualifying families, I mean families that fall with a certain household income and household size. So the best way to find out is if you qualify is to call the school and make appointment with me to go through the application process. Mm-hmm. There is also a scholarship through a place called the Sagamore Institute. It's a tax credit scholarship, and it is entirely private donor funded. So our ability to give these scholarships depends on the generosity of others.
Sure.
While the Choice Scholarship is state funded. So that is how they are different. In order to get a Choice Scholarship, some students must receive a tax credit scholarship first. An example would be a student that's coming to our school from a homeschool situation, or a student that's coming to our school after living in another state. That's something to be aware of, that not every student is eligible for choice the first year. Some students will have to do the tax credit scholarship route first. Those scholarships are a minimum of $500 for the school year. And if we do have enough generous donors, we can award more money as the year goes on.
Is the school funded at all by the state, or is it all privately funded?
The only way this school is funded by the state is that the choice scholarships help fund our operating expenses.
Okay. So other than that, you are
That's true.
Fully
yes.
funded by private donation. Tell us a little bit about the curriculum. Is it ABECA?
The ABECA curriculum is a challenging faith-based curriculum that we use in all of our grades, preschool through sixth in the case of this year, and we will continue using it through seventh grade for our coming school year. It is nice, this curriculum, because, you know, God and Jesus are mentioned throughout the curriculum, and it just flows together so nicely. And we can teach our students about science and history, and we can show how it ties in with our faith.
Well, speaking of faith and being funded mostly upon faith, there are probably some fundraising efforts in the community. Tell us how area residents, maybe businesses, could become a sponsor, sponsor a student, or make a donation to the school.
Excellent. Yes, if you are interested in making a donation to our school, or if your church might be interested in making our school a local mission, which a few churches around in the area have committed to making a monthly donation, or whatever you can afford, you can reach out and contact the school at the number I gave earlier, 765-665-5050, and we can help you make that happen. If you're interested in helping fund a particular student, we would have to work with you on that. If you are interested in helping fund tuition in general, we'd like to talk to you about the tax credit scholarship. The tax credit scholarship is just that, a tax credit. It's a 50% tax credit. So if you make a $2,000 donation, you get a $1,000 tax credit.
Sure. That's great. What about volunteers from the community?
We love volunteers.
Okay.
We are working on, and it may be completed, a volunteer form. So if you have a special skill or a special area of study that you are interested in assisting with, feel free. Please call the school. We love volunteers.
Good. And again, that number is 765-665-5050. If somebody wanted to email you, what would that be?
If someone wanted to email me, they could email singramdcs@gmail.com.
And you have a website as well. It's just danachristianschool.org. And you also have a Facebook page, I noticed.
We do.
Best of luck to you in school year number two, which is upcoming, and good luck in growing those enrollment numbers. We love to see you doing well in the community, and thanks again for joining us again this morning. Stacy Ingram, Scholarship Coordinator from Dana Christian School, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.